open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 14 for study number 154 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 154-Abundant. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 14, which reads this way, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." Now let's pray. Father, give us wisdom today as we begin to examine and look at this little verse 14 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. I pray you'll strengthen my heart and strengthen those, Lord, who hear what needs to be said. I pray we'll take it to heart. Lord, we'll let it guide our life and direct our ways, and we'll give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. For it's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. Now, this will be study number 154, and it'll be study on verse number 14 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. We will title this lesson today, The Word Abundant. There are 13 times in the Word of God that the word abundant is mentioned in the Bible. This word is mentioned 3 times in the Old Testament and 9 times in the New Testament. We will look at the word as it is found in the Scriptures and try to draw some strength and help from it in this study. We hope this little study will help you. We hope it will inform you. And we hope that it will encourage you in the work of our precious Lord. Our desire is to say something that will convict the sinner of his sin and convince the saint that he has a Savior that will never leave him nor forsake him. Remember, God has said in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." What a tremendous promise from God above. Amen. Now the first thing we will look at is the definition of the word abundant. The word abundant means plentiful, ample, generous, bountiful, huge, great, overflowing, or abounding. And you can put other words to that. From its definition, we can assume that this study will be a great blessing. The first mention of this word abundant is found in Exodus chapter 34 and verse number 6. And it reads, "And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth." Now, in this verse, we find other words that are divine facts of God, of course, but we will limit our words to the phrase abundant in goodness and truth. We all have to agree that the Lord is abundant in goodness and truth. The Bible says in Mark chapter 10 and verse 18, "And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Goodness comes only from one who is good. Therefore, goodness only comes from God, since there is none good but God. There's no goodness in you, and there's no goodness in me. If we're good or do anything good at all, it has to come from God above. Therefore, we learn, and need to learn it at least, to lean on Him at all times and in everything that we do. We're nothing. Now, we also find that God is truth in these verses as we begin to study Him, and I do give Him the praise for that. Jesus, who is God in the flesh, declared Himself to be truth in John 14, 6, which He said, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." God is not only goodness and truth, but he is abundant, that is, plentiful and overflowing in goodness and in truth. He is the only one who can keep us doing good and be good and faithful. Amen, and truthful. Praise his holy name. We're told in Romans 3:4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Human flesh and a human tongue have a problem with the truth. We're living in a day when men and women have a problem with truth. It is a good consolation to have the Word of God that we can depend on and trust to be the truth in all things. Glory be to God. The next mention of our word abundant that we want to look at today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. I want to read that verse again. I believe I missed it just a bit. And it says 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to glory of God. This verse talks about the abundant grace of God. The grace of God is ample, it's overflowing, and it's bountiful in our lives. We're saved by His grace. We're kept by His grace. And we will one day be delivered into glory by His abundant grace. We do not just have grace, but abundant grace to help us in every avenue of our lives, on every passing day of our lives as well. What a God we have. Paul is lifting God in His grace in this verse. Thank God we are not left without the help that we need to travel in this pilgrim road, as a stranger just passing through. God is our help and our refuge in the time of need. I say hallelujah. Our next reference today that I want to mention about the word abundant is found in Philippians 1:26. He said that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Our rejoicing shall not only be abundant, but more abundant in Jesus Christ. We have no rejoicing or any joy at all without Christ whatsoever. Some folks get excited and happy over things and happenings, but only the real joy that comes from the soul is placed there by the Lord. Amen. We can be happy over things, but only the God that of heaven can give the child of God that everlasting joy deep within, as only the Savior can give us. Amen. Now, He's the one that's picked us up and saved our soul and redeemed us from a devil's hell. Nothing but this abundant life that God has given us can cause us to rejoice and rejoice from deep within our soul. The world does not understand or comprehend what this joy really is. Now we'll look at a text using the word abundant as found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14, our text. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Paul tells us that we have abundant grace. He reminds us that it is the grace of our Lord as well. Paul wants us to remember where this grace comes from. Grace is not manufactured by man or produced by the abilities of men. It's given to us from God above. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 in verse number 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now we're reminded that the law, which cannot save us, but only condemn us, was given to us by the prophet Moses. Grace came from above and through the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. Amen. What a Savior. The law was given to us to let us know that we are sinners and needed a salvation that only the Lord Jesus Christ could and would provide. Some of my favorite verses on this subject are found in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 and 10, and I'll quote them to you all right here. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. What verses? That's glorious. Praise his name. I don't know how you could make this any plainer than how it's given in this reference. Many are trying to bypass and ignore the grace of God, but will one day find out it was humanly impossible to do so as they lift their eyes in hell. Many are trusting today in church membership. They're trusting in water baptism. They're trusting in doing good works or good deeds. They're trying to be faithful to a program, a dogma, or a denomination, or many other things that sounds good and looks good to the human flesh. But God has laid out the order and his plan in the Word of God of how man can get from earth to heaven when this life is over. Our salvation, as we have just read from the unadulterated perfect Word of God, says that it is not by our works, but by his grace. It will be a foolish thing to ignore or to refuse the plan of God and trust your soul to chance when there's an eternity in hell or heaven at stake. In this same verse 14, we see two other little words mentioned as well. They're faithful, or called faith and love. Now, we'll just mention them now and say more about them in our next study. We find that the Lord has abundant grace, abundant faith, and abundant love from this verse. Praise the Lord. We will now look at another reference using this word abundant. It's found in 1 Peter chapter 1 in verse number 3. It said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." We could not have an abundant grace without some abundant mercy from the Lord. No one can have the grace of God without having obtained the mercy of God as well. Mercy means compassion. It means clemency. It means forgiveness. It means kindness, along with a few other words you might add to along with it. Grace is often said to be unearned and unmerited favor from God to man. Amen, that is true. There's nothing we can or could do to earn the grace of God or even deserve the grace of God as well. Grace, grace, and nothing but grace can pick up a sinner out of his sin and wash his soul in the blood of Christ and make his heart as white as snow. Without the mercy of God, grace could not or would not forgive us of our faults and sins. So the Lord is not only abundant in grace, but he's also abundant in mercy. Now we trust that this study has informed and helped you in the study of the Word of God. I trust that this study 154, abundant, has helped to inform you and helped you in your spiritual life. May God bless you. Amen and amen. Please check out our other studies in this book, 1 Timothy. We believe that they will help you with your Christian life. The Word of God is forever settled and is good for instruction to you as a child of God. Amen and amen.